Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Tuesday, October 4th edition of the program as we take to the airwaves today.
10-4.
The border is still wide open.
10-4.
10-4. Exactly right. 10-4, good buddy.
Gas is still at 370. 10-4.
Right.
IRA's still going. Market's going down. 10-4. Copy that.
Exactly.
Roger,
right.
Roger.
And Bernie Sanders is coming to Minnesota.
So?
You got that on your calendar?
I missed that.
You're going to head over to Duluth or Rochester, Minneapolis, and see the socialist Senator Bernie Sanders? No?
The only thing I'm saying is I won't eat any lutefisk. I heard it's terrible.
Campaigning for...
I'm going to bring my hairstylist, too.
Keith Ellison.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a dream ticket.
So there's a good fit, right?
Yeah.
Minnesota GOP has issued a statement saying Bernie Sanders' upcoming campaign tour for Minnesota further proof that DFL is too extreme for Minnesota. They support Bernie Sanders and President Biden's extremist policies like billion-dollar giveaways to the rich, abolishing fossil fuels that will cost middle-class jobs, and continue driving up inflation and other extremist policies that make life more difficult for everyday families. Minnesotans can't afford the reckless and extreme agenda of socialist Democrats like Keith Ellison and Bernie Sanders. There you go.
What does it say when Bernie Sanders is making a trip to Minnesota to campaign for an AG candidate? You know what I mean? I mean, what's the deep dive there?
Yeah, I think he'll go anywhere that somebody will have him.
Oh, well, good point, yeah.
Oh,
will there be cake? Will there be cake and coffee?
You'll actually let me campaign with you. I'll be there. Be my guess.
I'll fly in my electric plane. It'll be fantastic.
Anybody'd stand on the podium next to the guy. He's thrilled.
Oh, man, what a freak show.
He is thrilled. That's for sure. Hey, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. You can call us at 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776, extension 2. You can text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590 on the program today. Is the border still wide open, Kev?
Oh, yeah. Wide open. 600,000 gotaways, roughly, just shy of.
Still wide open.
Still wide open. Still no answers.
And your friend Bill Malusian is down there trying to get answers?
Well, not my friend, but we talked about him earlier as well. He's been down there, and it's not just he's got the biggest platform because of Fox News. That's their guy that's been down there. William Longines was down there for a while too, but Malusian kind of took over. But there's a Newsmax has been down there. There's another. I mean, AON has been down there. There's a lot of independent reporters that are down there on Twitter and whatever. There's video everywhere of what's going on. But again, he went and tried to get lawmakers to answer the question about what's going on down there, And it was a pretty brilliantly worded question, is the border secure? And this is that montage again.
1,000 unaccompanied migrant children arrived at the border since President Biden took office. Some of them trafficked, some of them drowning in the river. Any issue with that?
That's Ariana Presley.
You got to get the votes, man. You can show me a note right there. That.
Last question. Ma'am, is the border secure? Do you agree with the administration that the border is secure? We'll let you go. Reached out to your office, asked to talk to you last week. They blew us off.
I appreciate it.
It's 900,000 gotaways.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Do you believe the border is secure?
Well, I believe that we have to have a secure border. We also have a responsibility to recognize the importance of newcomers to our nation.
Did you hear that last part? Play it again.
We also have a responsibility to recognize the importance of newcomers to our nation.
She's so good. Play the question again. Turns the question on him.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Is 900,000 gotaways
a security threat?
Do you believe the border is secure?
Well, I believe that we have to have a secure border. We also have a responsibility to recognize the importance of newcomers to our nation.
So let me translate. She doesn't care about the border being wide open because we're welcoming new Americans.
Newcomers. So we're calling them new. They're newcomers.
Oh, they're newcomers now.
They're newcomers. The ones that are coming with kids and fentanyl and all kinds of women and young women and little newcomers.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the first part of her answer to the little play it again.
Well, I believe that we have to have a secure border.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I believe that we have to have sand at the beach. come on, man.
Let's see what's coming up on the program today. Kim Koppelman will be here to talk about the Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast, bringing in a special guest. We're going to talk with the program manager for construction services at North Dakota Department of Transportation, get an update on road construction. Okay, it's October. Are we done yet? Anytime soon? And we'll also talk about leadership ND with our friends at the University of Mary on the program today. So stay tuned for all that. Marcus Wagner, Director of Workforce Development Operations, and Rachel Brash, Executive Director of University of Mary Online. You're here to talk about a January to June leadership ND cohort, they call it. It's quite the deal. It really is. So we look forward to catching up with our friends from the University of Mary to learn a little bit about that coming up on the program today as well. Texter says, Biden interest rates will take care of the housing market. LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
Exactly right. You're all over it, Kev.
You know, the other thing we talked about yesterday was Harris's ridiculous remarks about, you know, hurricanes are racist. Communities of color are affected much worse. And you know, we've been talking about, they doubled down on all of this. Here's KJP defending those remarks.
We also know that some people, particularly in lower income communities, have a hard time accessing that help. That's why this administration has also made a priority to remove barriers and ensure that everyone, regardless of their zip code, can access federal resources. And that's what she was talking about.
What? I have a question for you, Scott. What services are not accessible to certain zip codes in this country? What, as far as federal, FEMA, whatever, what zip codes in Florida? Is it just the white condos?
Ridiculous.
Florida, if you've ever been to Florida, Florida is a
melting
community
pot
of color. The whole state is a community of color. It's, that is just mind-boggling to me. Well, that's what she was talking about.
Clean up in aisle 5, talking about the first lady, excuse me, not the first lady, was the vice president, making that ridiculous statement.
Communities of color.
Let's hear what KJP said again. One more time, can you roll it?
Oh.
We also know that some people, particularly in lower income communities, have a hard time accessing that help.
Why?
Yeah, and where?
Wow.
Where? What? Who's having? Tell the governor, he'll fix it today. He will fix that today.
That's why this administration has also made a priority to remove barriers. And
what barriers? What barriers are they removing? Anybody?
Texture says,
honestly, please answer the question. What barriers? Go ahead. Sorry.
Texture Scott, is there a documented Democratic policy on security of the border? Yeah. Exactly what it is. Come one and all.
Define security, I guess. Define the word secure.
They're fine with this. It's a good thing.
I like to ask these people, do you leave your front gate in your front of your house open and then advertise that your house is open and come on in? I mean, do you live your life that? Is that how it works? I'm guessing no.
This is the Freedom Matters USA Studios. I'm Scott Hennen. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the program. Busy one today. Questions or comments, welcome. 701-271-1100. Call us at 701-271-1100 when we continue on What's on Your Mind Next.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cheeseburger Mac in Harwood today at PetroServe USA. How's that for home cooking? Grab and go convenience. Meatloaf or chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Always lots of options there. Salisbury Steak on 12th and I-29. There's Cheeseburger Mac at MP Avenue as well today. Swedish Meatballs in Glendon. Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. 20 past the hour. Craig Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, I'd urge you to try to get pipe corn on. Last night's city commission meeting, they all ganged up on pipe corn when he suggested that the engagement center in downtown is only drawing people here. And Strand went so far as to say, well, if the engagement center needs to be bigger, we should move it into the civic center. I mean, these four people against pipe corn, they are radical. I swear, the downtown area and Fargo, it's set up to be, people have been coming from all over the place to be hanging out in the streets of downtown. Go to the city commission meeting. You can see it live. You can watch it on YouTube or the Fargo City page. It's amazing what pipe corn's up against. Your tax dollars at work, guys.
So his argument was, help me understand his argument about the engagement center.
We're all the people that are downtown sleeping, passed out, doing whatever they're doing, are being enabled, whether it be drugs, mental illness, and of course Fargo has this engagement center, and it's almost as if, and of course the mayor said, well, what we need to do is find homes for these people. Well, it's not like there's a wall around Fargo. I mean, nothing's stopping a million more to come. You know, find a home for everybody that walks in the city limits of Fargo that needs one. It's insane. But just go, try to get pipe corn on. It's amazing. Pretty soon you're going to be a sanctuary city over there, and you're going to have 50,000 illegals over there.
That's what I've been asking for a long time. When are we full? Well, I mean, when are we at capacity? When's fire code kick in? I mean, man, it's just the doors are open and keep coming.
We'll take a suggestion to have Mr. Pepcorn on, though, for sure. Appreciate the call.
All right, see ya.
Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then the enabling. You just can't look at San Francisco. Look at Seattle. Look at Portland. How do you look at that and go, yeah, awesome?
Texter says, thank you, Ted Kennedy, 1965 Immigration Act. Immigration policies were working. We couldn't have that. Enter the liberal Ted Kennedy. 237-1590 with your text comment or call us at 271-1100. On the program today, 701-271-1100. Love your take on this. Texter says, why aren't you talking about worthless Senator Hovind and Kelly Armstrong? Why aren't you talking about the crimes committed under Burgum? You're a fake, Scott. Bought and paid for when it comes to North Dakota. What in the world? I would suggest a little more detail there on what you'd like to talk about with Senator Hovind and Kelly Armstrong. Regular guest of ours on the program, you have a question for them, you can call them directly. And as far as crimes committed under Burgum, again, allegations like that probably need a little more detail. So let us know what you're talking about, Mitchell Sanderson. Okay?
Is there a court ruling on those crimes? I might have missed that.
Right. Not exactly sure. That's why I'm saying we need a little more detail here.
You know what's funny is that all the things that Ed Doug, and I mean, I've known Doug for years and years. His first wife and I were pretty good friends when Great Plains was downtown. I mean, back in the day when he basically came out of his garage with his company, and just seeing the successes, they think that these people think that he has lunch with Bill Gates every other week or every day or something. That's just not the case. And if you know the guy, I mean, it's just not in his DNA. I've never gotten that from him ever.
You know,
he loves his state.
You know where he's at right now, advocating for North Dakota and Tokyo with a delegation of North Dakotans making the case for doing business in great state of North Dakota. Great stuff. David, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, thanks. I heard the discussion of homelessness, and I got to remind people that the subprime scandal happened in, 2007 through, I don't know, maybe 10?
12, yeah.
40 million Americans were made homeless by the subprime scammers. Only one banker went to prison, even though 60 Minutes did a piece showing that Bank of America had a room filled with people doing forged signatures. They would forge as many as 20,000 signatures per day. There were 40 million evictions in those few years. And so the fact of the matter is that the legislation that was put together that allowed the subprime thing to happen happened in the Bush administration. The people who allowed them to escape were the prosecutors of the Bush administration, and the Supreme Court did nothing to protect the people that got evicted. And so now, here we are 12 years later, and of those 40 million families that got evicted, the blame is coming down on those individuals, and those houses are being used for Airbnb. And when you start looking at where all of those deeds went, it was a scandal because they were being sold. Tens of thousands of houses were being sold to mysterious parties. You know, it could have been the Sultan of Dubai. It could have been the King of the Queen of England. It could have been the Saudi Arabian princes that were buying up the homes of America in secret. And so the idea that even Trump in 2018 did a homelessness study, and he found that there were 57 empty houses, or empty units is the expression, because it could be a condo, it could be a house, it could be an apartment. But there were 57 empties for every homeless person. So this is a scandal of intentionally keeping people outside. And not prosecuting the people that really own these properties, who are keeping them empty in order to keep these fake houses or the fake real estate prices high. And when you think that, in 2007 you could probably get a whole house up there where you are in $300-$400 a month, and now they're demanding thousands of dollars a month. It's, I'm the guy from San Francisco where they've gotten up into $6,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment out here.
Dave, appreciate the call. Obviously, the lenders were the ones to blame for the subprime crisis.
Oh, yeah.
Without question, you mentioned rooms full of people.
And you get a loan, and you get a loan, and you get a loan even though you didn't sign for it.
Yeah, exactly. Chad and Dickinson will get you in here next after a short timeout. Stay tuned.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a week after Hurricane Ian smashed into Florida and carved a path of destruction that reached the Carolinas, 439,000 homes are without power this hour in Florida. Roughly 100 people have been confirmed dead from the storm since Ian began striking land on September 27th. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Our Division of Emergency Management is continuing to bring large quantities of water, food, and other sustenance into the area to help everybody get by.
North Korea on Tuesday fired a ballistic missile over Japan, forcing the Japanese to issue evacuation notices and suspend trains during the flight of the nuclear-capable weapon. It was the first missile in 5 years hurled over Japan that could reach U.S. territory of Guam and possibly beyond. There was a clash between inmates armed with guns and knives inside the Latacanga prison in central Ecuador on Monday. Authorities are reporting the violence left at least 15 people dead and 20 injured.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the folks that have been getting it done since 1908. Started as a little plumber. H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, and indoor air quality is an expertise area at A.J. Thompson & Sons. They have the technology. There are a lot of components, mechanical systems, and every manufacturing process to incorporate better indoor air quality, increase the intake of outside air to make indoor air environment healthy, many types of filtering systems to remove the harmful elements from the air, and best in efficiency cost as well. Equipment to remove humidity or add humidity to the air, saving you money by extending the life of your equipment, making businesses better and healthier places to work. They do all that. And they're pros at it. IAQ is their thing. Indoor air quality. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Tomorrow on the show, Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach will be here at 8:45. Bill O'Reilly on his new book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. And we're also pleased to welcome a guest from Heritage Action on school choice tomorrow as well. So stay tuned for all of that tomorrow on the program. Kim Koppelman is here to tell us about the Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast and a special guest coming up the 15th of October at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Kim, how are you?
I am well. How are you, Scott?
Nice to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Yes.
In person, even.
In person. Live and in person. David Barton is coming back.
We're really excited about that. You know, we had him here about 9 years ago, and he is the only person, as far as I know, to ever be a repeat speaker at the Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast. He was so popular, people wanted us to bring him back the next year, which we didn't do, but years out, we thought, okay, people are clamoring, it's time. And David Barton, if people aren't familiar, is one of the most renowned historians in the nation, and one who has really focused upon the role that faith has played in our founding and what the founding fathers really believed, the kind of country they gave us. We're hearing so much revisionist history today that I think it's a very timely topic, and we're excited to have him.
That's great. He is, of course, probably most famous for wall builders.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a ministry that he has created, and he has, you know, I've been at his museum in Aledo, Texas, which is near Fort Worth, and he has, I believe, the largest private collection of original founders' documents. The Smithsonian has more, but as far as private collections go, he's very scholarly. He's the author of many books, and any of your audience who are scholarly type people will recognize that when something is heavily footnoted and carefully researched, you can tell, and that's what his writing is like. He's produced a lot of videos and audio recordings and things. He has a podcast. I find two types of people when I mention his name. Some who say, "Well, who's that?" and they want to know more. And if they have heard of him, they light up because they're so impressed.
Yeah, I know he's great, and he's a great speaker. 26th Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast will take place Saturday, October 15th, 9 a.m. at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Talk about this Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast. That's quite a run.
You know, it was started back in the 1970s. Some people on your listening audience might remember a name, Art Grimstead, who was really a mentor to a lot of people in this community. He was a professor at Concordia College. He was a pastor, led businessmen's Bible studies in the area. He and Howard Dahl, who is, of course, a noteworthy businessman in our community, were the two that really got this going back in, I think, 1978. And it's been going ever since. And, you know, we've missed a few years. We missed COVID a couple years ago and so on. But other than that, we've tried to keep it rolling. And it has been just a stellar community event. When people can come together, it's non-denominational. People from all walks of Christian faith come, and we're excited. We usually have a little music. This year we have Kathy Brecky with us, who many in your audience may be familiar with. Fine musician in our community, a music teacher as well, and she'll be providing some music for us. But this is just a Red River Valley tradition that we are proud to keep rolling. Several of us on the board of what's called the Valley Christian Leadership Association, kind of a loose-knit organization that sponsors this, are just thrilled every year. Last year we had a very interesting breakfast that focused on NDSU football, on the Bison, and the role that faith plays there. You know, people see that prayer circle at the middle of the field after the game, and they kind of scratch their head and say, "I wonder what that's all about." So we kind of delved into that last year. Well, this year we're talking about American history with probably the greatest, certainly one of the greatest historians in the nation.
Talk a little bit about what he will talk about.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what he's going to focus on. Last time he was here, we asked him to talk about American exceptionalism because that's an interesting question. A lot of people, you know, I grew up being taught that we are the greatest nation in the world. I believe that. But I think in our culture today, not everyone knows that. Not everyone believes it. And so that was sort of his focus last time. So there'll be a little bit of a different twist this time, but he'll be talking about history, the role that faith played in our founding. And he has focused a lot of the time on the early years of our founding. But when I was at his museum, and he hosts a legislative conference every fall, which I have I'm going to again this year, been there several times, have spoken for it a few times. And last time I was in his museum, I was interested that he had a whole new area where he's focused on World War II and the role that faith played there. And, you know, one thing that really bothers me is revisionist history where, for example, when I went to Washington, D.C., after the World War II memorial was built on the Capitol Mall, and I walked around and I looked what they had noted, they quoted from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the President of the United States at the time, and his speech when he called the nation to arms, basically, after the attack at Pearl Harbor. What they left out was the fact that he led the nation in prayer. And I think I've heard that that's being corrected, or maybe has been corrected. I hope so, because we tend to leave those things out of our nation's history. And we've got a wonderful history of our founders and our leaders being focused on faith. And we need to remember that.
Randy in Dickinson, question or comment? Go ahead, Randy.
Well, I'd just like to comment on the debate last night. I very disappointed that Hovind don't show up and say what he has to say and and tell us why he votes the way he does and just sit back in the shadows and like they said, just wait, see which way the wind blows, and then that's the way I'm going to go. I will never vote for him again in my life.
Anything else, Randy? How was the debate otherwise?
Oh, it was interesting. If I had to listen to her say the word right one more time, I think I would have shut the TV off. So. But, yeah, otherwise, Rick Becker's definitely got my support. I just really disappointed that Hovind wasn't there to, even to, so he could come back at what they had to say about him. I mean, I guess he just doesn't want to stand up and support his record.
Sort of the power of
thank you
incumbency. He can not do it and not have much in the way of, you know, fallout from it. So a strategy, whether it's right or wrong, I guess is up to you. Appreciate the call very much. Anyway, back to David Barton, nationally renowned historian, author, and wall builder speaker. Saturday, October 15th, 9 a.m. at the Fargo Holiday Inn. How do folks get tickets?
Well, there's a couple ways. If you happen to know any board members, we all have them. But also, they're available at Hurley's and also available online. VCLA is the organization. So if you go to, if you have Facebook and go to Facebook Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast, you can find the website and you can purchase tickets there. Eventbrite also is another location. A lot of listeners may be familiar with that. You can buy them at the door. You save $3 if you get them in advance. They're $25 at the door, $22 in advance. And we are certainly excited. Also, there's a website, prayerbreakfast.net, that people can go to and find a way to connect with the ticket location site there on Eventbrite.
All right. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, I'm just I think it's something that hopefully we'll see a great turnout. We're already seeing great interest, and I just want to make sure people are aware of it. We're excited about it. We're going to have the mayor there. Mayor Mahoney's going to be there to welcome folks and so on. You know, some communities have a mayor's prayer breakfast. We don't do that because we have more than one community, but we usually try to have one of our mayors there. Mayor Dardis was there last year from West Fargo. This year it'll be Mayor Mahoney from Fargo. And also, a lot of people may be familiar with the governor's prayer breakfast. Years ago, when Ed Schaefer was the governor, we went to Bismarck and said, you know, we think we should have a governor's prayer breakfast. And he said, why wouldn't we do that? And so throughout the years, we've had that as well. That was sort of spawned from this event. And so it's something that people can gather together, put their denominational labels aside, and just gather together as people of faith in the Red River Valley who know that faith is important in our lives. And it's a time to celebrate that, have some good food, hear some good music, and hear from a great speaker.
Yeah, and truly, the ability to hear David Barton is something you don't get a chance to take in every day. So.
Absolutely, and I hear so many people that are excited about his coming. And when I talk to the folks, visited with David about this several times, but when I talk to the folks in his organization as well, they said, well, you know, maybe people will come from, I don't know, 50 miles around. I said, you better broaden that quite a bit. I know people from 200 or 300 miles away who are excited and are on their way. So we open the invitation to everyone within the sound of our voices and are excited about it. And I know people will be willing to make the trip. By the way, it's a Bison home day, home game day. So if people are coming into town for the Bison game, come a little earlier and join us for breakfast at the Fargo Holiday Inn at 9 o'clock that day, October 15th, less than 2 weeks away now.
Yes, be here soon. Tickets $22 in advance, $25 at the door. You can get them at Hurley's. You can also find a VCLA board member as well to take that in. David Barton, 26th Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast, Saturday, October 15th, 9 a.m. at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate
Thanks,
the update
Scott.
On it.
Good to be with you.
You bet. Take care. 16 before the top of the hour when we come back. On What's On Your Mind, we'll get to a few of your texts. Others welcome at 701-237-1590, 237-1590, or call us 271-1100. More after this.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation,
There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That's a huge hit. Come on.
11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Kevin Flynn is here as well.
My young friends are cheering the Femmes right there.
Do you think so?
Cheering the Femmes right there, yeah.
It very well just could saying. Be. Update on road construction from the North Dakota Department of Transportation coming up here in a little bit. Plus, we're going to talk with the folks in the University of Mary a little bit about Leadership ND, which is a great program coming up. In the meantime, your calls, questions, comments, welcome on any topic. Texter says, I often hear people argue that Americans commit crimes, so stopping illegals would not make a difference. I have to ask, would Molly Tibbetts have been killed anyway by an American if the illegal would have been prevented entry? Would the 10-year-old girl from Ohio who had to get an abortion that the left talks about, would she have been raped if the illegal alien that raped her would have been stopped from coming in? Are all the illegal alien victims destined to be raped or murdered? And if not, for the illegal, it still would have happened, but by an American citizen instead. I think you know the answer to most of those questions. I think you do. But appreciate that. Adam says, the housing market crash was created by the federal government with the Community Reinvestment Act, which was put on steroids by the Clinton administration. Banks were forced to giving out garbage loans. Oh, we remember, don't we?
We were just talking about that the last break, in 99 when they rolled back Glass-Steagall. The Glass-Steagall Act was from the Depression era that separated commercial and investment banking, and that was under Clinton's watch that they rolled back those regulations. Oh, can't have that. We need to make it easier for these people to get a loan, and you need to be able to invest in that. Remember it vividly and what led up to it. And then, you know, the Dodd-Frank thing, you know, put some things back into it. But, yeah, wasn't that long ago. I mean, pretty easy.
What else we got? Supreme Court.
KBJ's on the bench today.
Yes, exactly.
They're back
right.
In. Yep.
They're back in.
Back in session.
And evidently a robust schedule.
They're taking on tech. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be huge on the 230 deal. That is going to be huge.
They're not going to hear the bump stock ban challenge. They're getting ready to hear 9 cases, including the one you just mentioned, the big tech immunity. 9 cases to its docket, including a high-profile dispute over the extent of technology companies' immunity from lawsuits based on content they host. The new additions to the docket came in a list of orders from last week's long conference, the first regularly scheduled conference since the justices began their summer recess in July. They normally consider around 2,000 petitions at this conference. How's that? In Gonzalez versus Google, the justices agreed to take up an important question regarding the scope of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which generally shields Internet platforms from liability for content published by others. Congress passed the law in 1996 after a New York court held an Internet service provider liable for a defamatory statement based on the website's message board. 2 years ago, in a statement respecting the justices' decisions not to review a different case involving the scope of liability under Section 230, Justice Clarence Thomas suggested that the court should consider whether the text of this increasingly important statute aligns with the current state of immunity enjoyed by Internet platforms. On Monday, yesterday, the justices agreed to do just that. Question now before the court is whether Section 230 protects Internet platforms when their algorithms target users and recommend someone else's content. The case was filed by a family of an American woman killed in a Paris bistro in an ISIS attack in 2015. They brought their lawsuit under the Anti-Terrorism Act, arguing that Google, which owns YouTube, aided ISIS recruitment through YouTube videos, specifically recommending ISIS videos to users through its algorithms. A divided panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled that Section 230 protects such recommendations, at least if the provider's algorithm treated content on its website similarly. The majority acknowledged that Section 230 shelters more activity than Congress envisioned it would. However, the majority concluded Congress, rather than the courts, should clarify how broadly Section 230 applies. That's a sticky one. That'll be very interesting.
The Supreme Leader of Iran has a Twitter page. So, enough said, right? Only got three followers, but, you know. But, hey.
Who'd want to be a follower?
He's got one. Twitter lets him.
More coming up.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deal. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.